Hello, and welcome on Yukin, the podcast brought to you by Yukin Groups. Today, it's January 9th. I have class in like an hour, but I thought maybe I should do this episode real quick. I usually don't talk about business in a lot of episodes, but I decided mostly my podcast will be mainly talking about it. I mean, the podcast is always all about me and me and me. So, since I don't want to edit this video and this audio podcast, I'll just go fast and straight to the point. First, this year I have decided, instead of working too much into my label like I usually do, like, and I know I'm lazy, so I've just decided what I would do is I would just invest. So this year I took a leap of faith and I decided to invest into different small labels and artists. They have their teams, they have everything. I don't have to build up a team and everything anymore. It's easier for me. That's like one of the goals I had this year. And I just realized that it's now that people around realize what I'm doing, because I've been doing this for a while. I've been saying this for a while, but not enough. And people around have not really realized that this is my end game. My end game is to be a major label. That's my end game. It's a goal. It's really a high goal. It's an attainable goal. I know it's attainable because I know I can do it. And my mom always told me, whatever I put my mind up to, I can reach it. Like everything I want to do, I can do it. The moment I want to do it, I'll do it. I'll make it happen. I always figure out a way to make it happen. And it's this year that everyone's realizing that, dude, aren't you trying to become a major right now? Because they're like, you started distribution. This year I'm working on publishing. I am setting up some multiple labels all around the world. I am signing some few artists, even though it's like I'm just signing for like a song, not even a contract, like signing the artist itself, investing in small labels and sub labels. Owning, trying to own the media, trying to work with media, but mostly media in my country. Right now, I'm trying to come around with some small medias in France, hopefully in Canada, hopefully. Just hit me up. I'm looking for stuff. So that's like kind of the idea, like kind of the small idea that I was having. And like, I was having a conversation with an artist and he was like, dude, you're doing like a major right now. I'm like, yep, that's the end game. That's the plan, becoming a major label. Major labels, they usually have like a lot of money. They're like owned by conglomerates. They own a lot of shit. They didn't start it from nowhere. You started from somewhere before becoming majors. So Sony didn't start directly to investing in music. Sony mostly invested in like their stuff, their electronic stuff, the technology, and then they invested in music. Same thing with Universal. The company, the conglomerate that owns Universal, invests mostly in telecommunication, in media, and then they bought Universal. Warner, we all know Warner Brothers. Same thing, same deal. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of that. So I was like, maybe this is something I could do. And I was trying to go by the strategy. And then it took me a few times, but I wanted to first build a strong label, first of all. A label that would be able to offer a lot of services, even though the services are kind of not that good yet, but still working towards the success. And it's working perfectly good in my home country in Cameroon because I have like people, I have a team there. Abroad, I only have like a team of one or two people in each country, and it doesn't really help because, like, let's say in Cameroon, for the distribution company, for the distribution service, it's like its own company. back home. It's like in Cameroon, it's like its own company. It's considered at its own as its own company. It has its own COO. He has his own communication manager, whatever. They have like a team. They work on stuff and blah, blah, blah. But like when it comes to Canada, I'm the only fucking one. There is no one else in the team. I'm like the only guy. In France, there's only one guy. You see, it's like only few people around the globe. But like that's why I'm like, if I have the power of people in my country, why not use that to grow from there? Because it's also like testing the strategies. I know it's a different market and everything, but like I test the strategies there. I see what works, see what doesn't work. And then if I build another team in another place, I know what to not make the mistakes on. Depending on the market, you know, gotta have to start in the market first. Gotta have to know how people think, how people interact, how people consume the music and everything. But it's always the same kind of stuff when you come to dealing with a company. Right now, my eyes are hurting because like I in front of my screen without my glasses. Let me just wear my glasses. It's because like I want you guys to see my face, but I don't want to hurt my eyes. So what I wanted to say. So last year let me be transparent, okay? I've invested around $8,000. Okay? Some people would say that's small. In my country, that's around $4 million. 4 million. In my country currency. That's around 4 million investment. Now this year, I realized last year I've invested that money in the wrong way, because this year I'm reinvesting the same amount of money, 8,000. It's going to 10,000 already. It keeps increasing, but 8,000 for now. Okay, for now 8,000. I don't even know how I'm gonna get that money, but 8,000 right now, out of my pocket. Nothing, it's not like I have someone backing me up. It's like everything from my pocket, 8,000. But the difference is I'm not investing only in my artist. I'm investing in other businesses. So a part of the money, and there is one guy who wants to start like a business, build a business, a store, whatever. I was like, okay, I'll invest in that. There is different, first of all, artists came to me. They wanted me to invest in the music, but they wanted to invest as an artist. I want to give them, I'm giving them loans. It's like advance, but it's loans because it's not, I'm not giving to an artist. I'm not signing them. I am giving them loans and I'm asking them to create labels. So they create sub labels, they register the company because I'm giving them loans that is enough for them to create a company. It's like $1 million francs each that I'm giving them. So it helps them to like, with that money, you can already like set up a register, I guess, LLC in my country. So that will help them to register. Hence, if they are not able, like, this is just my way to be nice. I will not disclose their interest rates and everything, but this is just my way to be nice. I don't want to put people in prison because they won't be able to pay back my money. So I help them to set up a business. They set up a label. By setting up the label, it's like I'm investing in the company, not in the individual. Hence, if the company doesn't get to pay me back, I get to take over the company sort of belongs to me in a certain percentage, but I get to take over the company, all the resources, all the income and everything. So it's a best way to do it because I just thought about it. I was like, if they don't pay me, I know my lawyers will be on their back and I don't want that. I don't want to be that kind of person. So yes, I might lose money, but I'm still a fucking human being. It's not because money and blah, blah, blah. That means no. For me, yes, it's business, but you know, that's who I am. That's how I work. I like to be a business guy. I mean, the interest rates are kind of salty, so don't worry about it. But I'm a business guy, yes, but I'm still a human being. Okay. I still gotta have to think about how people could go. They're artists. They don't really know how to like manage labels and stuff. That's why I'm going to help them set up their labels. That's why I'm going to help them like get everything ready, everything working while they do their artist stuff. But they're the boss. They're the label managers, not me, you know? So, but that's the plan for this year. I'm just going to see how it's going to go. I quitted my job. I don't know. I haven't felt so free for a while, like less pressure, less stress, less nothing. I'm just like, whew, after 3 years of this job, I'm leaving finally. I'm like relaxed. Like I'm like more time for myself, more time for my business. So I'm like working on it like all the time. At school, the moment I have a free time, I work on it. Perfect. That's perfect. So that's one thing. Second thing, I'm going to set up publishing. I'm going to work my ass on publishing. Right now, I'm setting up I'm registering for publishing everyone and every PROs that I can in Canada so I could collect the most of the five royalties that I can so that I could offer a really great service to my artists or to my clients. Hence, then I am trying to work on in France and every other country so that I could collect, because if I work with only SoCan, for example, they're going to take a cut when they collect from other countries. I want to deal with those countries myself so that they don't have to take the cut, and you know, they just deal with Canada and then I just go and register with US. They just deal with US. France just deal with you, with France and other countries that they collect from, you know, all the stuff like that. So that's like my plan for this year. It's going to be hard. I'm going to take my time. I'm gonna try my best as I usually do, and I know I'm gonna make mistakes, but I gotta have to start somewhere. I'm gonna do another episode just right now about my career. So next episode is gonna be about my career as an artist. Thank you for listening. This was Yukin the podcast, brought to you by Yukin Groups.